country, I got a neighbor, his name's Joe. Now, me and Joe don't get along just so. So one day I decided I was gonna fix his clock, and that puny motherfucker never knows. Now old Joe, he grows a garden out behind his house, the prettiest fucking garden you've ever seen. One day I stuck out through the grass and watched his little scroungy ass, and when he got inside I got real mean. I stomped on his tomatoes and I pissed on his potatoes and I shit all over his fucking sugar beets. And then I got my dick real hard and jacked off in that fucker's yard and got my rocks all over his cabbage leaves. I showed that little fucker, didn't I? Thought I was cutting a big old hog in the ass. Didn't know what was gonna happen next. Listen to him. Now I left there tipping like a mouse and made my way back to my house. But when I got there, things were kinda quiet. I heard somebody moan and groan. I thought, what the hell is going on? I peeked through the window and I saw a terrible sight. It was Joe and my wife in the bed, and in my wife's ass I saw his head, and I thought, that son of a bitch ain't got no sense. And he never did come up for air, and there amongst the fur and hair he was having a full course meal at my expense. Now a time or two he coughed and spit, and my wife screamed and almost shit, and I thought that motherfucker would never stop. But he finally quit and grabbed his pants, and up the road I watched him dance, acting like old Johnny on the spot. Oh, I fucked up his eating, and he eat up my fucking. I didn't know the bastard was the kind that went for sucking. Well, I was in his garden, he was in my cornfield shucking, and now my wife is throwing rocks at me. Now the moral of this story is, don't ever pick for shit. You might not know the trouble you'll be starting. Just let your fucking neighbor be and think about what happened to me. And most of all, don't fuck with that man's garden. Oh, I fucked up his eating, and he eat up my fucking. I didn't know the bastard was the kind that went for sucking. Well, I was in his garden, he was in my cornfield shucking. Now my wife